do the request for public hearing for sharks. That might be the easiest thing. I don't anticipate that that would take very long.
Yeah. I said let's go forward.
All right, then let's move forward here. Mr. Gillingham. Mr. O'Reilly.
Yes, Mr. Gillingham.
Are we doing public comments right now?
This is a request. This is a public hearing.
This is a request for public hearing.
Okay, we're going on to 11.
Number 11.
All right.
This is in public.
It shouldn't take very long.
Sorry. This is in public comment session.
This is a request for public hearing. It covers Addendum 3 to the Interstate Fishery Management Plan for Atlantic Coastal Sharks, and it follows actions by NOAA Fisheries in their Amendment 5A. And it essentially aligns the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's shark management plan with what's currently in effect in federal waters. All right, well, I already covered that. Why? The real basis of this is that recent findings show that hammerhead and black-nosed sharks are overfished or experiencing overfishing. This plan will align the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's Coastal Shark FMP with the current federal restrictions. How does it do it? It establishes new species groups for coastal sharks. Currently, the two biggest groups are the non-sandbar aggregated large coastal sharks and the small coastal sharks. It also sets a new recreational size limit for hammerhead sharks. Again, this is consistent with the federal restrictions currently in place. The details of it, black-nosed sharks have been aggregated with three other species of small coastal sharks, sharp-nosed, fine-toothed, and bonnethead, and they all have an overall single quota. So you could harvest 85% of the quota, maybe fine tooth, 15% bonnet head. So you don't have any control over what individual species is harvested. Same is true with the hammerhead sharks. They are the scalloped hammerhead that has been determined to be overfished. What this will do is pull out the three species of hammerhead, scalloped, smooth, and great hammerhead shark, and from the other seven species that are in the large coastal sharks, the black tip, the bull, the lemon, nurse, tiger, silky, and spinner shark. The Atlantic State is not setting quotas for coastal sharks. This is handled already by NOAA Fisheries. So they're establishing the quotas. They're the ones that are monitoring the quotas, and they are actually the one that is closing the fisheries when the quotas have been met. And the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's plan just says, we'll close when the feds close. And the result is Black Nose now will have its own quota. They looked at three prior years of landings and said, here's the average landings for black nose. So that is their quota. The non-black nose group will have their quota, which is the small coastal shark quota minus the black nose. But both are linked together. And what this accomplishes is it means black nose, when the black nose quota is hit, then the non-black nose closes. Because the reason the groups were linked together, aggregated together, is it's a mixed fishery. So if the fishery for the non-black nose is open, they will take some black nose, even though they can't bring them in. Same situation exists with hammerhead sharks and the aggregated large sharks. Each group will have its own specific quota, but the quota is linked in such a way that when the quota is met in one group, the other ones close. And then thirdly, establish a recreational size limit of 78 inches for all the hammerhead sharks. That's especially important with in the recreational fishery where the average recreational fisherman can't identify a shark species. And this is what the groups look like. Atlantic sharp nose, the fine tooth and the bonnet head, and again, black nose, the small coastals, the large coastal sharks. Now a new monitor, aggregated large coastal sharks, the silky, the tiger, black tip, spinner, bull, lemon, and nurse, and the three species of hammerhead sharks, scallop, great, and smooth. What's the compliance schedule? We submitted our state plan prior to January 5th to meet the requirements of Addendum 3 next week on February 6th. Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Shark Management Board reviews and will take action on the state proposals. And there's an implementation date of March 1, which is why we're kind of moving this along pretty quick. Once they tell us, yes, your plan is okay, you don't have a lot of time before the implementation date is required. Our timeline was to, again, develop and submit the proposal. This was a discussion topic for FMAC on the 14th of January. They reviewed it, and they felt the information or the requirements in Addendum 3 really was out of their bailiwick because of the compliance issue. But, and I'll get to it in a minute, there's another action that the management board, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission's management board, has taken that would allow us to increase the commercial possession limit for large coastal sharks from 33 to 36 individuals. And lastly, the public hearing, we're hoping you agree to go to the public hearing, it's scheduled next month, and we will adopt and have it become effective by March 1st. This is the other issue. NOAA Fisheries has increased the possession limit for large coastal sharks from 33 to 36 in their waters. It's already in effect. The management board took this action in November to make it consistent. For consistency purposes, the states are encouraged, but we're not required to increase the possession limit. Again, FMAC considered that, and I recall it was a unanimous vote. There's no reason to impact our fishermen negatively. They're fishing on one overall quota. That's it.
That's great. Thank you, Mr. Dillingham.
I can give you the staff recommendation.
If you would, I presume it is to request a public hearing.
Yes. And we'd like to be advertised the change management group definitions, establish a recreation size limit of 78 inches, and allow for the increase of the aggregate commercial shark concession limit to the large coastal sharks increase to 36. Any questions?
Any questions from the board?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve the request for public hearing.
Second.
Second by Ms. Hand. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Motion is approved.